Hare Krishna, dear children and families. Tonight is story 010, Baby Krishna Breaks the Cart. Previously in Putana, Krishna's astonishing mercy. As the sunlight peeped into Gokula, Nanda Maharaja remembered Vasudeva's gentle warning to seek Krishna's shelter, hoping for his safety. Far away, King Kamsa, fearing the prophecy about a child from Gokula, called for Putana, the dreadful ogress, to stop Krishna. She set out across the land with a terrible plan in her heart. Tonight we continue the wonder story, as Gokula fills with joy and devotion at a special celebration for baby Krishna. The village of Gokula was buzzing with joy. Soft garlands decorated the doorways, and flower petals danced in the breeze. Every heart was cheerful, and every home prepared sweet treats for the festival. Today was the day of baby Krishna's Uttana, his childhood turning ceremony. This special festival celebrates a baby's very first attempts to roll over or turn. Friends, relatives, and the happiest village children all gathered at Nanda Maharaja's house, singing, clapping, and bringing gifts and sweets. Some wore peacock feathers in their hair, just for fun. Inside their lovely home, Mother Yashoda's face glowed as she dressed her dear Krishna. She wrapped him in a tiny yellow cloth and gently drew tilaka on his little forehead. Her heart was full of hope and thanksgiving as she softly prayed, "May my sweet boy always be protected." The whole village was alive with music and laughter. Elderly gopis took turns giving blessings to baby Krishna, touching his cheeks and smiling at his bright eyes. In the kitchen, pots of milk bubbled, spreading sweet smells through the house. Rangoli designs were painted at the threshold to welcome all guests with color and joy. Bells jingled as visitors arrived. Children chased one another beneath the banyan trees, and birds sang from the rooftops. Krishna, though just a tiny baby, made the whole house shine brighter. Guests brought treasures, ankle bells, bangles, flower garlands, and even simple butter toys. But Krishna's eyes sparkled only for his mother and longed for her gentle milk. After the rituals and songs, Mother Yashoda laid baby Krishna on a soft pile of blankets under a large wooden cart in the courtyard, just as was the tradition during such ceremonies. His little hands grabbed at a garland, and his cradle gently rocked in the breeze. Yashoda whispered another blessing and quickly returned to offer sweets to guests. Very soon, Krishna grew hungry. He glanced around, but his mother was busy with the festival. He pouted, then lifted his tiny feet and waved his soft fists in the air, longing for her attention. Yet with all the conversations, music, and joy, no one noticed Krishna's cries. Suddenly eager for his mother, Krishna gathered his strength. Kicking out with his soft little foot, he struck the heavy wheel of the handcart above him. Crash! The cart exploded with a mighty crack. Wheels rolled off, pots tumbled, jars of milk broke open, and the pieces clanged loudly. The music stopped. Children watching from the courtyard cheered and shouted, "Krishna kicked the cart, we saw him." The parents rushed over, frightened and amazed. Could a tiny baby do such a thing? They checked every corner for tricky children, but only Krishna lay smiling, completely safe, not even startled by the noise. But while the children insisted Krishna broke the cart, the adults shook their heads. "How could such a small child do this?" some asked. Others looked for a hidden reason, never guessing Krishna's secret power. Mother Yashoda rushed to hug her son, showering him with kisses and gentle words. Nanda Maharaja bowed in prayer, deeply
thankful for Krishna's safety.
He quickly invited brahmanas to recite sacred mantras, circle Krishna with holy water, and chant to remove any danger. The wise brahmanas sprinkled Krishna with sacred drops. Women sang protective prayers, and peacocks danced, as if celebrating the safe miracle. Nanda gave gifts, cows, grains, and cloth, to the guests, in gratitude for the Lord's blessings. As evening golden light shimmered over Gokula, the festival continued in thankfulness and awe. Mother Yashoda kept little Krishna close, whispering loving prayers for his safety and happiness. Dear children, even a tiny baby Krishna is always supremely powerful. while adults could not understand, the simple-hearted children recognized the truth. Let's remember that with faith and gratitude, miracle-like protection can come to all who love Lord Krishna. 5 lessons for tonight. 1. Krishna's power is always present, though unseen. 2. Children's hearts can see wonder. 3. Prayers and blessings protect us. 4. Giving charity brings happiness. 5. Gratitude for the Lord makes our hearts shine. Now pray along. Dear Lord Krishna, thank you for your gentle smile and loving care. Please shelter my family and give me faith like the children of Gokula. May I always remember your bright, beautiful pastimes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. See you next time when something mysterious stirs in Gokula's dawn. More adventure awaits for little Krishna and his loving family.